What went wrong? I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Pentagon watchdogs out with a report on the U.S. exit from Afghanistan that led to the death of 13 U.S. service members at the airport.
Two separate inspector general reports paint a damning picture of the Afghan withdrawal, outlining why the Afghan army collapsed so quickly and how ISIS and Al-Qaeda are regrouping in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense inspector general assesses ISIS-K is gaining recruits and could strike the U.S. homeland within a year, and Al-Qaeda could begin training in Afghanistan within 12 to 24 months. The second report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blames the failure of the Afghan security forces on the U.S. military.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The report says President Trump's decision to draw down troops from Afghanistan and President Biden's announcement that he would complete the withdrawal fueled the Taliban's campaign to retake the country. Wall Street stocks turned sharply lower as dismal results from Target renewed fears that inflation is hurting companies. The Dow lost 1,164 points. The Nasdaq off 566. The S&P minus 165.
There is some optionality out there, meaning that, yes, we're pricing in a 70% probability of a recession, but the Fed, they could, and you heard that from Jay Powell yesterday at the Wall Street Journal conference, is that, yes, they're behind the curve. They should have raised interest rates earlier, but there is optionality in that if they see that the stock market is doing the work for them, which it seems to be, given that we're down 1,200 points, they could take their foot off the pedal. And, you know, that would actually be, I would say, positive for risk assets out there.
Susan Lee with Fox Business. The CDC says COVID cases rising in the U.S. again and could get worse over the coming months. And they're urging areas hardest hit to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Prison time for a Milwaukee man for throwing acid on a man's face.
A Milwaukee judge, before handing down a 10-year sentence, telling 64-year-old Clifton Blackwell that he acted with hate when he threw acid on Mahood Velalez in 2019 during an argument over a parking spot. A jury convicted Blackwell last month of first-degree reckless injury with use of a dangerous weapon as a hate crime. Prosecutors say he attacked Velalez, a U.S. citizen from Peru, because of his race. Blackwell's attorney says his client has been diagnosed with multiple personality disorders and maintains his client only carried the acid to protect himself. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Federal officials warning of what they say could be another active hurricane season. President Biden, after getting a briefing about the upcoming forecast, said hurricanes grow more extreme every season. Illegal drugs aren't the only thing Border Patrol agents seize at U.S. entry points.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials made a chic but illegal discovery at the port of Norfolk, Virginia last month. Agents say they seized over 1,100 fake designer shawls and dresses that violated trademarks. A CBP trade specialist said the counterfeit clothing, if real, had a manufacturer's suggested retail price value of more than $2.3 million. The shipment was destined for Ohio. Border Protection agents are warning customers against purchasing low-quality goods from online third-party sellers, saying it's dangerous and puts buyers at risk of safety hazards. Gian Gelosi, Fox News.
Greatest Show on Earth is making a comeback, sort of. 5 years after shutting down, Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus is coming back without animal acts. The interactive live show is set to launch September 2023, and it will celebrate performers from around the world. They'll also be conducting a global talent search. I'm Lisa Lee. Sarah, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.